This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Milwaukee's entertainment venues and cultural institutions are reopening almost exactly a year after the pandemic first shut them down. Corrine Hess reports on how people and organizations are reacting to a slow return to normal.
Ashley Stengel is a COVID-19 intensive care unit nurse. For the last year, she says she's been fighting two wars. One, to get people healthy, and another, to make people believe the pandemic is real. But Stengel is beginning to feel hopeful. She's vaccinated, and on the first day it was open, she took her children, 5-year-old Sullivan and 18-month-old Violet, to the Milwaukee Art Museum in their fancy clothes.
Use your imagination, art, like whatever you want it to be, right?
Stengel says she sees a light at the end of a year-long tunnel.
It's a really good test drive. I think Milwaukee's done a pretty great job at it. Things are starting to trend in the wrong direction with coronavirus. Milwaukee's done a great job of pulling back and putting restrictions back on.
Milwaukee's museums reopened the first week in March. The Milwaukee Bucks are allowing a limited number of fans to attend games, and people will be in the stands for the Brewers' opening day, April 1st. The Milwaukee Ballet and Milwaukee Rep will also perform live shows to smaller crowds. Like Milwaukee's restaurants and bars, entertainment venues have to comply with the city's coronavirus safety order. Venue capacity can't be more than 25%, although most groups say they plan to keep attendance at less than that. The first day the Milwaukee Public Museum was open, Ty and Jenny Tretzven were there with their 4 children, ages 6, 8, 10, and 12. While they were checking out the dinosaurs, Mom Jenny says they needed to get out of the house.
These guys have stayed home for school, and so we just thought it would be kind of like something to do, I guess, like a spring break.
The kids agreed they needed a change of scenery.
We're like 2 seconds away from like murdering each other.
Vivian Marinelli is a clinical psychologist at FEI Behavioral Health in Glendale. She says even though the country is still in a pandemic, people are going to want to start doing more things.
Human beings don't have the capacity to stay in that holding pattern for so long like we have been.
Marinelli says throughout the pandemic, restrictions haven't been uniform from county to county. Milwaukee has had stricter coronavirus restrictions than much of the state over the last year. Marinelli says people are ready to get out.
People are looking forward to getting back outside, getting back to some of those activities. And as we see that the numbers are going down and the numbers of vaccines are going up, I think people are more optimistic.
That optimism extends to some leaders of Milwaukee's cultural institutions that have been hobbled by the pandemic. Michael Pink is the artistic director of the Milwaukee Ballet, which normally drew more than 1,500 people to its performances. The ballet will now be open to 50 guests.
So everybody is feeling the pain of not being able to put, as we call it, bums in seats. That to perform for 50 people in our in-house theater is just exhilarating. We know that the next will be more, but it'll just keep growing.
More than 1 million Wisconsinites, or about 20% of the population, have gotten the coronavirus vaccine. Pink and others are counting on them to want to get back to living life in person. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.